this started as kind of a podcast, and people have been messaging us with their little "is this normal?" question mark sort of questions, and we love to dive into those every now and then here on 99.7 DJX. So first thing, I separate my M&Ms, Skittles, or any candy that has different colors, really, by color, and then eat them by least favorite color to my most favorite color.
Okay.
Normal?
That is a lot of work. I mean, I've heard of people doing that, so I don't think that you're the only person. Do I think it's the norm? Don't know. I don't know if I'd go as far as that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that's normal per se. However, I do recognize and tip my hat to the eating the least favorite first, because
get out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I do it. My daughters do it. I mean, you know, whenever like we have pizza with like salad on the side, they always eat their salad first before they eat the pizza, which, you know, I think is because they just don't want to have salad on their plate. And so,
well, typically, sometimes, a lot of times the salad comes out first. And so I think your brain is trained.
I'm just
talking
about
first.
It at home. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, normal or nope? I'm going to say no, not quite normal there on the bicolor least. Well, half of that is not normal. I'm going to say bicolor, not necessarily normal, but least favorite. Yeah, sure. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right.
Now, this we've discussed on the show before. My dad and I put on one sock and shoe and then the other foot. Normal or nope?
I think, you know what I was thinking about yesterday. I think that's the way I did it yesterday.
You do sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Yeah.
So you don't do sock, sock, shoe, shoe. You do sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
No, wait. No, I think I did do sock, sock, shoe, shoe. I think I did do sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yeah, I used to be, and I don't know if this is something that I have evolved throughout my life, but I used to be die hard sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Have to have both socks on before any sort of shoe action can happen.
That's because that's what makes your feet coziest. It's like get them both cozy.
Yeah.
And then
put
the shoe on.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I have now, I am almost 100% changed to sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Really? So
yep.
What changed in your brain?
I don't know.
So that you need to do it that way?
I don't know. I just did it.
Okay.
It was literally, I was zero conscious. It was I'm going to put on my sock and my shoe and my sock and my shoe.
So, okay. So I feel like one side's got to be complete, then I can move on to the next side?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I want to ask you this because this one from a female who said, my husband washes his hair facing the water. Normal or no?
No, that's not normal. You're facing away when you're washing your hair, aren't you? Because are you not getting splashed in the face?
So this is another interesting one because I'm thinking about how I take a shower. And yeah, most of the time I'm facing the back. I'm facing away from the water stream, and the water stream is hitting my back most of the time. When I do the hair... Yeah, you know, this is weird because I've changed things as I've gotten older. So I used to be a face the water, wash the hair, tip the head under the water stream to
rinse. You tip the head to be like running in your face?
Yeah.
How did you not get like soap in your eyes?
My hands.
Oh, okay.
I would. Yeah, I would just.
Like the slippery, they can't go right underneath your hands and go right into your eyeballs.
Well,
it's stinging and all the things.
No, well, you close your eyes, Kelly. You don't keep your eyeballs
open. Of course,
open.
But it's still not like foolproof. It can still seep in there.
So I almost see that, but like, you know, again, as I've gotten older, I feel like I do more of the tip the head back, facing the rear of the shower, letting the shower hit my back. And
because that's the normal way that people do it. That's the normal way people do it. I'm going to go ahead and put a stamp on that. That's the normal way people do it, right? Am I right?
So you're saying no, that's not normal that her husband washes his hair facing the water. I think it's got to be an age thing Because, again, I used to do it that way, but now I turn around.
Because you were reckless and young. Right?
I was reckless,
reckless and young.
So
now
I'm assuming
you're sensible and you can see clearly that you can keep everything out of your eyes by facing the back of the shower. Tipping your head back, not forward.
All right, that's so funny. All right. Who knew? Shower
right?
habits.
There's, yeah, right and wrong way to do it.
Yeah, Jared says, I'm bald, so I face away from water and just use the wash rag all over and then face. Hey, Jared, do you put shampoo on your bald head?
It probably doesn't need to.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it
right?
Well, yeah, but still.
There's a lot of body washes that you can do both with.
I mean, you still have hair follicles. You know, unless you were born with alopecia areata or something like that, or born with a condition where you don't have hair, you probably had hair at one point. So do you continue to wash your hair with shampoo when you don't have hair there, when you're bald?
I mean, that is a question I cannot answer.
Say, you can't answer that question.
No.
I would have to say that I would probably, if I ended up losing all my hair, I'd probably continue to put a little shampoo on the top of my head.
Really?
Yeah, just as maybe a nod to happier days.
A nod to happier days. Okay. Well, I'm sure you could get away with like one product, the whole body wash all over.
But there's
like a lot of body and hair products.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know if I could do that. I think I would still need to put a little squirt on my hand of the shampoo and put it on the top of my bald scalp, and you know, the rest of my body be like, ah, isn't that nice? You know, still paying homage to the fallen soldiers.
The rest of your body would be paying attention.
Yes.
And have thoughts about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So wait, am I sounding weird here?
A little. You're creeping into weird territory.
Am I?
Maybe.
I don't feel like I am. Now, Jared did text back and say, no, I don't put shampoo on my bald head.
Okay. All right. See, again, not necessary.
I'm telling you, Jared, maybe you should, because maybe the rest of your body is thinking, oh, poor guy. He's just forgotten about what used to be.
No, I don't think so. I'm thinking maybe. Okay. But then again, you're wasting money on like another product you don't really need anymore.
Kelly, I am not wasting that money.
Oh, you're not?
Because I have shampoo.
Because your head's enjoying it.
In abounds in my shower anyways, because I have women who use the same shower in my house.
Do they use the same products?
I mean, I use their shampoo.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet.
I don't have my own shampoo. I just use whatever's there.
You don't?
No.
Really? Is that normal?
What do you mean?
Is that normal for like husbands to use their wives' shampoo? I feel like there are like
isn't
men.
Shampoo shampoo?
Well, no, I think there is more like masculine scents. It all kind of has to do with what kind of a scent it has, I think.
Wait, hang on. Like a scent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm very scent-oriented, shower products. Like there are certain ones I love the smell, and it just kind of wakes me up and makes me happy. Yeah, I gravitate towards a lot of that. I mean, it's got to work, too, but yeah. Scents make a difference.
I don't feel like the shampoo I use that is, quote, for the women who use the shower in my house, I don't think that has a scent or a gender-specific scent, I should say.
Have you been to the store? They have
I've
men's
never been to
body
a store.
Wash.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then they have women's body wash. They are in separate areas.
Well, I don't use body wash, Kelly. Because I use bar soap.
Oh, your old school bar soap. Okay, is that normal? We can really
I think so.
Start to microanalyze everything that you're doing in the shower and figure it out.
Alexis says, if I found out my husband was using my $50 shampoo on his bald head.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait,
yes.
On,
that's a
on.
Very good point because not all
shampoos
are created
$50?
Equal. There are some, yes. They are pricey because they're higher end and they're supposed to be better for your hair.
Are you now telling me that I need to price check the shampoo that's in my own shower? Because
yeah, maybe. Maybe. Now, listen, there's good-looking ones. They look like high-end, but not necessarily. You can get them at the grocery store.
Listen, if and when the time comes that I'm completely bald, I'm still using the shampoo on top of my bald head.
Okay. All right. You do you. That's baby boo.
That's the hill I'm dying on. All right.
Okay. But you're still using their body wash?
Absolutely.
All right.
No, I'm not using their body wash. I'm using bar soap.
Oh, sorry.
See, you're backing me into saying things that aren't true, Kelly.
Got it.
I don't appreciate that.
No, really, seriously, do you have like a little sponge, like holder thing that you put it in? Or is it just like you got to make sure you got your grip on? Do you ever drop it? Because that's slippery.
Are you talking about
it?
My bar soap?
The bar soap, yes. I'm asking about the logistics.
No,
of the bar soap.
No,
because
I don't.
It
drop...
just seems like too much trouble for me. Like I would lose my grip when you're trying to like
have
run
you
it all
never
over your body.
Washed your body with bar
no,
soap?
I don't use bar soap. No, no, it's body wash in the loofah.
I mean,
that's what I do.
I will say I have done that. I am not against a loofah body wash sort of thing. I typically do that though when we don't have a bar soap readily available.
Okay, but you prefer the bar soap. And then it gets kind of goopy when it's sitting there on, like, the little ledge. And then you kind of have to, like, clean that off occasionally. Just cleaner
Kelly,
with the body wash.
It's soap.
It's soap. Where are all my people that understand what I'm talking about? The goop that develops as the bar soap kind of sits there because it's wet when you put it down on the little ledge. And then it gets the little shelf area goopy. Have you ever seen that before?
All right. Anyways.
We've spent a lot of time.
Yeah, way too much time on this. Yes, thank you. Manny says, I can save y'all time. Ben is not normal, but he's lazy, and most men are, so that brings him back to normal. All right. There you go. Sure. All right, thank you. That is this round of Normal or Nope on 99.7 DJX. Thank you.